Well, I've actually got a tot of rum, because I think rum has been an integral part of the Royal Navy, and it was the Royal Navy, the master of the European waters and the world, that actually changed our little tiny offshore island from being fairly insignificant in the 16th century to becoming the greatest world power by the 19th century. And rum was an integral part of this. I mean, if you wanted to deploy your ships for long periods, water became very rancid and awful, and they had to have 8 pints of beer a day. They found this stuff, rum, was rather good to use instead. The sailors used to be given half a pint of rum in the morning and half a pint of rum in the evening. A whack was given before a battle. It was given after the battle, which normally we'd won, because that's what we used to do. About 1750, a man called Old Grog Willie, who was actually a vice admiral, made sailors have it mixed with water. It was basically they were given about half a pint a day, and that was known as grog. So it did cause us problems, but it was an integral part of the Navy up until July 1970, Black Top Day, when we stopped issuing rum.
Yes, I mean, effectively what you said up until that was what made Britain great was drunkenness. It also explains why it was all men, because if it wasn't, there would have been a load of women going, "Leave it, Darren, he's not worth it!"
I think the thing is, generally, they had a very hard life, and generally they weren't drunk, but people took it seriously if there was a tot. I mean, I had a minesweeper. I was the doctor on board as well as the first lieutenant. And one sailor was sitting on the heads when the gun fired and a piece of glass light fitting fell and it cut him right across his thigh. And I sort of had to go and sew this up, you see. It's the first time I'd ever done it. So Drew, I went in and this chap was saying, "I'm all right, sir, I'm all right. You don't need to do this." And
that's because you said, "This is the first time I've ever done this."
I said to the coxswain, "Give him some rum." And he went, "No," because he knew I was serious at that stage. So it was an important thing.
So you're also a doctor?
Well, not a doctor. I just stitched him up. I mean, I'm a doctor.
I thought you said I was also the doctor.
Well, I was the ship's doctor, but I was not a proper doctor.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That's a different thing.
So is there another guy who can't cook who's the ship's cook as well? I read this brilliant book I commend to you called The Wooden World by a naval historian called N.A.M. Roger, saying if it was such a horrible life, you know, rum, sodomy in the lash, how come this Navy won basically every major naval engagement for about 150 years?
I mean, it was without a doubt the most powerful fighting force in the world. I mean, by the end of the 18th century, beginning of the 19th century, nothing else could stand up to it. And, of course, very linked in with the world of science, all of the work done with chronometers, all the stuff with Cook, and it was absolutely key to British society. The first industrialization, producing blocks for our battleships and warships on an industrial scale, all of these things were quite amazing. And so they weren't all completely pickled all the time.
Well, they did that whilst having two lots of rum and 10 pints of beer.
But the thing is, lots of people used to get up in the morning and have beer and porter
Everyone
and all
was
that.
Was drunk all the time.
They were.
But, I mean, the officers used to drink a lot as well. I mean, they had a rum allowance up until the early 19th century. But in the evening, you know, generally when you're at sea in a sailing ship, they all sat around and drank. And you had standard toasts, you know. On a Monday night, you had our ships. Tuesday, our men. Wednesday, ourselves. No one drink to us. Thursday is a bloody war and a sickly season, very good for promotion. Friday's a willing foe in the sea room because no one was willing to fight us, and that gave it. Saturday nights, wives and sweethearts, may they never meet. And Sunday, absolute friends. And so every night there was a toast, and you drank to it, and they drank quite a lot, I think. So, I mean, our life expectancy on leaving the service in those days was terrible because we had rum, 600 cigarettes a month you were given, so it was all a bit tricky.